Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is episode 215 of the world-famous University Love podcast, also known as Online Marketing Moves. Today is Saturday, February the 27th, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to discuss different ways you can make money online. Now, I know a lot on this podcast, we talk about entrepreneurship. So, we also talk about marketing strategies. But today, we're going to talk about different ways that you can get into the you can get your feet into the entrepreneur fire. Okay? So, first thing we are going to discuss when it comes to making money online, you can be a influencer. Okay? We all know what that is. We've all seen people. You know, you see these people, they may not be stars in Hollywood, but they are stars on the internet. They have, you know, the 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 followers, you know. You see a lot of people, you know, doing this. They have different, you know, ways they make money. They might say, hey, I drink, what? I had a cousin, God rest his soul. He used to send me these things with these different women. And they was all selling flat tummy tea. And he loved it. You know, he was just sending me the picture. And he was like, oh, she's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, I just kept seeing the ad for the flat tummy tea. And I said, Why are you always sending me these? I said, do everybody drink flat tummy tea? What's going on? I said, why come you don't drink this flat tummy tea? He said, oh, that's what they do, man. They sell flat tummy tea. I said, okay. And a lot of them had big following. So that's one way to influence. You get paid to, you know, post pictures of the advertising and things like that. And it's like, I saw where people like Kim Kardashian get paid like, you know, $500 million to post something about a product. So that is the reason why people love to be or want to be an influencer, you know, because the money from different sponsors and things like that will start rolling in. So that's one way you can go about it. Now, in order to be an influencer, you have to make sure you are, you know, posting yourself or posting content or doing whatever, you know, to start gaining some influence. All right. Number two is what we talk about on this show quite a bit, affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is a very popular thing to get into because, as you well know, you don't have any products, you promote products, but most important thing about affiliate marketing is you want to make sure that you have traffic and you want to make sure that you are producing content in order to get the traffic. And now once you get a lot of traffic, affiliate marketing becomes fairly easy after that. But the hardest thing is getting started and getting, you know, traffic to the products that you want people to click on the link from. So affiliate marketing is definitely where to go. You can make a pretty lucrative business in affiliate marketing. So definitely think about that. And also, when you start, it's funny how it works. It's like a sort of a two-way street. If you start making enough money in affiliate marketing, you yourself will become an influencer. So, you know, a lot of these things that I'm going to bring up today, they tie in together. So keep that in mind. All right. Number three, create a course. Now, eventually, if you do become an influencer and if you start an affiliate marketing business and you gain a lot of success, then no doubt, even if you don't want to do the first two and you know, if you have some kind of expert, you don't even have to be a full-blown expert, but you just have to know enough. And you can create a course. A lot of people create courses. A lot of people. There's a lot of people out here creating courses. So, you know, a lot of people get a little success and they're like, all right, let me sell a course. Because the crazy thing is, And this is why we've brought this up in a couple of episodes, but the reason why you have to be careful when it comes to you buying a course is because some people might have 2 weeks of success, and they know that the money, a lot of people make money in selling courses. They don't make money in the thing they talk about. They make a lot of money in selling courses. So you have to be careful about, you know, what if you buy courses and all that. But you want to create a course, then go for it. You know, if you know anything about, well, we just brought this up. So let's say you do well in affiliate marketing. Then it's like, all right, and you have an audience. You go, all right, I'm going to create a course about affiliate marketing. And then you could sell the course for, you know, $300, $400, $500. How much you want to sell for, it doesn't matter. And the best thing about a course is that once you've done it, you can always come back every year or every month or every day if you want to and just sell the course day after day after day after day. So one great thing about selling the course is, you know, it's recurring money, okay? So just keep that in mind. Another thing that you can do is you can become a writer. Now, I've written on a website called Medium. We talked about this before. And Medium will pay you for the articles that you've written if people read them. And they definitely will pay you. Now, the first few months, I made like $2 one month. I made $1 one month. But I wasn't very consistent when it comes to writing. So if you really want to hone down and hunker down and get into writing and you really want to make some money, then you must write on a regular basis. You know, you can't write one or two articles a month or one or two articles, you know, and just be like, where's all my money, you know? And of course, the one thing I was writing a lot of, actually, it doesn't pay that much. It's poetry. So a starving artist, you know. But you want to write articles, you can write different articles. One of the more popular ones on Medium to write is How to Make Money on Medium. For some reason, people write those articles a lot because they know they get the eyeballs, you know. So you can always get paid on different websites. They have different websites, not just Medium. I use Medium, so that's the one I know. But you can get paid to write. It might be tedious, you know, if you need money immediately. I don't know if that might be for you. Or if you don't like to write, then of course it might not be for you. But another thing that I've seen people do a lot of these days is sell t-shirts or just create like cups, t-shirts, you know. A lot of artists, or you know, you can make a drawing, then you can, and then they have these prints, they have their own little print shops at home. I have a friend here, his girlfriend, she makes cups and t-shirts, and she made some socks for me. Because I bought a t-shirt from her. Then she sent me a mug and a pair of socks. And I thought that was nice. And I asked my friend, I said, he said, yeah, she made it at home, man. She makes that stuff at home. And I said, oh, that's cool. So the way we design, it's on Instagram, so you can check that out if you want to. There's plenty of people that are making t-shirts. You might even know people. My barber, he's making t-shirts now. So he's an artist. So he draws some kind of design and then he prints t-shirts out at home. So it's a pretty lucrative, I guess, business for some people. So, you know, that's another way you can make money. Another thing that you can do is sell on eBay. Now, I remember I had a friend a long time ago. She was selling products on eBay, and she said she was making $1,500 to $2,000 a month. You know, she said that was because her husband was out of work. So she said that was supplementing their income. So, and she would go to different stores. Like, I'll give you an example. And she went to a store once, and they had these bottles, some kind of baby bottle or something like that. And they sold it to her for like a quarter a box. And it was a lot of boxes. And she said, I'm gonna sell these for $3 on, on eBay. I said, a bottle? She said, yeah. And then she said, I think it wound up grossing her like $2,000, $3,000, something like that. She made a lot of money from, because she went and found the guy that was, the store was closing. And then she asked him about some stuff that they had because she wanted to sell it on eBay. And he was like, yeah, I just give it to you, you know, for the cheap. So selling on eBay, selling on Craigslist, you know, they have all kind of places, you know. I think they have Facebook Marketplace now. Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. So there's always room for that. Another thing, you can know, if you have old clothes that you don't want to use, you can always sell that. If you have old stuff yourself, you can always sell that. You know, you don't have to go out and hunt for stuff if you don't want to. I mean, I know for a while, a lot of people thought they was going to be, you ever seen that TV show, American Pickers? They just go around buying stuff and selling it, you know, or the a show I see every now and then, Storage Wars. You know, people think, you know, people see that stuff on TV and they're like, oh, I'm going to do that, you know, but, you know, I don't know. But you can always sell stuff. It's always a good little, you know, way to make money. Another thing that you can do is just freelance work. I've used Fiverr, you know, a few times. I think I've used Upwork maybe once. So if you have different skills, like, people all the time need different things. Like I need podcast trailers. I need, you know, YouTube trailer. I need all kinds of things. So for me personally, I definitely know I will be using Fiverr and Upwork and places like that. So if you have those kind of skills, like, you know, graphic art or writing or anything like that, then you can sell your freelance stuff, your freelance skills on those different websites. I went to Upwork the other day and I saw a person and it said so far on Upwork, they made like $300,000. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. I wish I had some kind of, you know, technical skill that I could use, you know, for that. Cause can you imagine just sitting at home and just racking up money like that? That's amazing. I mean, you know, God bless. But yeah, so if you have those kind of skills, you know, and a lot of people now, have you ever thought about, like, now, at one point in my life, I remember I wanted to do voiceover work. And I believe I will, now that I have a microphone and I talk on a podcast, and you know, in my mind, I thought to myself, I remember I wanted to do voiceover. I should get back into it. A lot of people now are selling their voiceover, you know, expertise online as well. So there's different freelance skills that you have or you might want to try out that you can always do on these different platforms. So just keep that in mind, you know. Don't let your talent go to waste. We all have talent, you know. I know you have talent, so don't let it go to waste. Think about that, and you could turn that freelance stuff into a full-time business, all right? But the one thing about freelance work is, I know me, I'm not a real big pain, you know. The one thing about freelance work is sometimes you have to deal with customers, you know. The people that want the most from you are the ones that's gonna not tip you very good. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, okay? Another thing you can do is become a virtual assistant. That's a big thing. We've talked about that on this podcast before. You know, I mean, me, myself, I need a virtual assistant, you know, and you can assist people in all different kind of ways. You know, like me, I'm going to hire a virtual assistant to help me with my YouTube channel because I need, you know, when you don't have a lot of time, when you're pressed for time, this is where virtual assistants come in handy. And this is where you don't have to do, you know, you can charge people $20 an hour, $30 an hour, $40 an hour, $50 an hour, you know. And who knows, it might be one of those things where you do 30 minutes worth of work, but you get $50 an hour or something. And you don't have to go to an office. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just work from home and being a virtual assistant. So just keep that in mind. And if that's some stuff that you would like to do, like I said, There's all kinds of lanes and all kinds of ways you can go to make money online. You just have to figure out what you want to do and just sort of go for it. You know, there's no rhyme, there's no reason, there's no, you know, no one way is perfect. So just keep that in mind, okay? Everything's different for everybody. You know, your situation is different. So just keep that in mind. But you can make money, okay? And the last one, we got two more we're going to talk about. Invest in stocks. I've been inspired by my cousin. He's been calling me for the last 2 weeks. No, not 2 weeks. Talking to me about stocks for the last 6 months, I believe. But recently it has ramped up because of the whole GameStop and everything like that. So he has definitely been blowing up my phone. But so he invests online. He invests on like E-Trade and stuff like that. Now, I'm not a stockbroker, so I can't give you any stock tips. But people are definitely going online, you know, the Robin Hoods and all that kind of stuff. And my own brother, he got into the stock market online. So I'm like, and he's like, yeah, I'm up a few bucks. I'm like, okay. So I guess they're letting anybody trade stocks, you know. I used to think that was some kind of big, you know, big hoop you had to go through, but nowadays, no. And then they have this, my cousin, I'll give you a little information. He got into this thing called swing trading, to where it's not day trading. You know, day trading is, you know, you trade, you know, in the day. But he said he wouldn't hold the stock for two, you know, weeks at a time. He would hold it for like a couple of days, and then he would, you know, trade it. And then he bought a course for like, I think $1,800, $1,900, something like that. He said he made his money back and everything, but he bought this course about swing trading. And he said it was a couple of days where he made $500-$600. So, I mean, that would be awesome. And I used to see this advertisement for a guy named, what was his name? Tim Sykes. Now, some people say he's a con man, but I don't know. He seems all right to me, but his thing is penny stocks. And he says $500 a day keeps the job away. So, I mean, if he's making $500, and of course, he might be making $500 a day from the course he's selling, but he could be making $500 away from the stock market. But of course, as you well know, you have to be super careful if you want to start, if you're going to be investing in stocks, because, you know, it goes up, it goes down. So who knows? And the last thing that you can do is you can blog. You can start a website. You can start a blog. You can start a little blog. But on the blog, you have to make sure you're putting content up every week. You have to make sure that your search engine optimization is on point. Okay. I have a website. It's hard writing articles on a weekly, time and everything like that for me, but writing articles is great because people will find them eventually. I've written an article and 6 months later somebody's like, hey, I read your article, I liked it, this, that, and the third. So, you know, I mean, the thing about blogging is find a specific topic that you want to talk about and just hone in on that topic, you know, and keep talking about it. But then after a while, you build up an audience, and of course, we go back to affiliate marketing. You can start putting in different links and stuff like that. So that way, you know, you can start getting paid for your blog, and then people might want to advertise on your blog. So there's plenty of ways that you can make money through blogging. Okay, so those are just 10 different ways that you can make money online in 2021 and beyond. And like I said, there's no right or wrong way. Just get out there, figure out what you want to do. You know, you start with one thing and you can always do another one, or you can just build on to different ways you make money. The most important thing about entrepreneurship is just figuring out the different ways you can make money. You know, try to monetize a lot of different things. You know, you might start off in one, you might end up with three or four or five different ways that you are making money online, okay? Most important thing is you are making the money, though, okay? So I hope this I hope this episode helps. That is it for the podcast for today. We will be back tomorrow with another hard-hitting episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thanks for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.